Friends, you are all eager to know as to what is taught here in this center and in all the Vipassana centers around the world. The teaching is how to live a peaceful, harmonious life. Good for oneself, good for others. There is no religious dogma involved. A good way of life, healthy way of life, happy way of life, harmonious and wholesome way of life. It is universal spirituality. No sectarianism is involved. The entire teaching is non-sectarian, universal. The first step, when you join a camp like this, the first step, one has to take five precepts. Five precepts: abstain from killing, abstain from stealing, abstain from sexual misconduct, abstain from speaking lies, abstain from taking any kind of intoxicant. These precepts are acceptable by all, by every religion, are taught by every religion, but it is difficult to observe. A drunkard knows very well that I should not drink, I must come out of it. A gambler knows very well, I must come out of gambling. A short-tempered person knows, it is no good for me. But in spite of all the understanding at the intellectual level, and even at the emotional and devotional level, it is so difficult. It is so difficult to live that life which is pure. The reason is that one is not the master of one's own mind. One has become the slave of one's own mind. Therefore, the actual practice starts to train the mind to get concentrated so that you develop the mastery over the mind. To train the mind to get concentrated, you require some object or the other. And this technique gives you a universal object, your own breath, natural breath, normal breath, mere breath, bare breath, nothing but breath. Breath is breath. The object of breath is so universal. You can't say that this is Hindu breath or Muslim breath or Christian breath or Jewish breath, etc., etc. Breath, human breath is human breath. Bare respiration, mere respiration, and natural respiration. As it comes in naturally, as it goes out naturally. This is not a breathing exercise. One is not supposed to control the breath. Natural breath. If it is deep, it is deep. If it is shallow, it is shallow. If it passes through left nostril, right nostril, or both the nostrils, as it is. One has to observe. Just feel the breath as it is. Don't interfere with the natural flow of the breath. Let the nature play its own role. Bare breath. No verbalization, If along with the breath you start reciting some word, generally it will be name of this god or that god, again it will become sectarian. Therefore, no verbalization, no visualization. If you start imagining a shape or a form, again, it will become sectarian. A shape of this god or that god. Therefore, no visualization. The whole practice is to realize the truth. Truth about your mind, about your body, the interaction of the two. For which, the first important thing is to train the mind to get concentrated. But this is not enough. A concentrated mind, if it is not pure, it can be dangerous. An impure concentrated mind can create terrorists, violent fundamentalists, thieves, robbers. Purity is important. A concentrated mind and pure mind. Therefore, the next step, very important step, to purify the mind. As the concentrated mind is worked with a universal object, so also the purification of the mind is with a universal object. You have to observe your own mind from moment to moment, the mental contents, and the biochemical reaction that starts because of the mental contents. The law of nature is such that every time you generate an impurity in the mind, a defilement in the mind, it is accompanied by a sensation. Say you generate anger, hatred, ill will, animosity. You become very miserable. The whole body gets heated up. Palpitation increases. Tension gets built up. You have to observe that. Observe anger as anger. Anger is not a Hindu anger, or a Muslim anger, or a Christian anger, or a Jewish anger, anger. And the resultant sensation that you feel, which makes you very miserable, also cannot be termed as Hindu or Muslim or Christian or Jewish. This is the difficulty of everyone. That when you generate any impurity, it is because of your habit pattern. Deep in the mind, one has made a habit pattern, very unwholesome habit pattern, behavior pattern. And the pattern is such that when you experience something pleasant, you start reacting with craving, clinging. You experience something unpleasant, you start reacting with anger, hatred, aversion. This has become your habit pattern. And as soon as you start reacting, you lose the balance of your mind. You lose the equanimity of your mind. You lose the equilibrium of your mind, equipoise of your mind. You become unbalanced, full of tension, full of misery. The negativity that you generate and the resultant misery that you experience cannot be termed as Hindu or Muslim. It is universal. Therefore, you are asked just to observe the truth as it manifests itself from moment to moment, the mind, contents of the mind, and the sensation. Just observe. Do nothing. If a negativity has arisen, don't try to push it out. Don't try to suppress it. And also don't give it a free license to express itself and harm others. Just observe. Just observe. You are training your mind to come out of the old habit. Old habit of reacting and making yourself miserable. As you keep on observing the law of nature, the impurity that has arisen and the misery that has resulted, it becomes very clear to you. A very important reality manifests itself when one takes precepts and observes precepts, one understands at the intellectual level that I am abstaining from all kinds of physical and vocal action which are harmful, which hurt, and which disturb the peace and harmony of other people. Human being is a social being. One has to live in the society. You keep on harming others. This is not the proper way of life. Therefore, one takes precepts. But as you go deeper, deeper, observing the law of nature, observing the truth within yourself, one starts realizing that I am not just obliging the society. By abstaining from unwholesome actions, physical and vocal, I am not just obliging the society. I am not just helping the peace and harmony of the society. I am observing myself. I am obliging myself by observing the truth. Every time I break any precept, say I kill, I have to generate tremendous amount of anger, hatred, ill will, animosity, and then only I kill. And every time I generate this negativity, I become so miserable, so miserable. Like this, every precept, when one breaks every precept, any precept, one has to generate some impurity or the other. And this impurity in the mind makes one very miserable, very miserable. Therefore, it becomes so clear, before harming anybody by a bad, unwholesome vocal action or physical action, first I harm myself. I make myself miserable. I am the first victim of my negativity. Nobody wants to live a miserable life. What a great ignorance! This enlightenment comes. What a great ignorance! I feel I am harming others. I am taking some revenge. And actually I am harming myself. Oh, one does not understand. And that is why one keeps on harming oneself. What a great ignorance. I say be selfish, but understand where your real self-interest arises, where your self-interest lies. Keep your mind pure, free from anger, free from hatred, free from craving, free from aversion, free from all the impurities, and you will find a pure mind by nature is full of love, full of compassion, full of goodwill. This is required by every human being belonging to this religion, this sect, makes no difference. This country or that country makes no difference. Black or white, yellow or brown makes no difference. Human being is human being. Everyone wants to live a peaceful life, a harmonious life. That is why you will notice in every Vipassana center, there are people from different communities, from different backgrounds, different religions, different countries, because everyone wants to live a peaceful life. And here is a technique, so non-sectarian, so rational, so pragmatic and so result-oriented, and no conversion. The teaching is not to convert somebody from one organized religion to another organized religion. Nothing doing. This technique is not bound by any particular organized religion. Although the teaching is teaching of Buddha, but Buddha taught universal teaching, non-sectarian. He was not interested in establishing a sect. He was not interested in converting people to his own sect. He was a physician. A physician helping people to come out of the malady. He had this remedy. Malady is universal, so the remedy also given is universal. Anybody and everybody can use this and come out of the misery. A super scientist of peace, a super scientist of spirituality, universal spirituality. And understand, there is no price for teaching, no price even for the boarding and lodging. What price? Such a priceless teaching. What price tag can be put on it? It will become impure. When people take courses and they get benefit from it, then they feel like donating so that others can also get benefit. Because mind is becoming purer and purer. As the mind becomes purer and purer, in spite of the negativities which was the old habit pattern, now naturally the mind becomes full of love, compassion, goodwill, tolerance, to help others. The teaching is so pure, so non-sectarian, and so result-oriented. Here and now, you get the result here and now. One is to work. May you all find time. May you all spare 10 days of your life and give a trial. Thousands upon thousands of people around the world, in different countries, of different communities, have given trial and found it helpful, good for them, good for others. Give it trial. May you all come out of your misery. May you all enjoy real peace, real harmony, real happiness. May all beings be happy, be peaceful, be liberated, liberated, liberated.